It's day 288 of hashtag 365, and I'm still on holiday. And this is a very special edition of the episode, because joining me in the room that I'm in, I was about to say studio, but it's not a studio because I'm on holiday, is my wife. Hello, wife.
Hiya.
How are you?
Yeah, it's good. We're on holiday. It's nice.
It is nice, isn't it? Very nice. So, wife of mine, give us some thoughts about, and you know, you don't have to just say positive things about how much you love me and I'm an inspiration and what a great dad and, oh God, I can't believe you've really committed to this 365 journey and you still do like loads of laundry and you're so giving as a husband, as well as being, you know, but you don't have to say all that. If you want to, you know, the floor is yours, but you don't have to. But if you want to, but you don't have to. But if you do want to, then you don't have to, but if you do want to, then you can. Just as a caveat, that you could if you wanted to. How do you feel about the journey to date?
The journey this year, or the journey over the last 14 years?
That's a very prudent point. I can see why you've made that point. I guess the journey from the past 14 years. Is that how long we've been together?
14 years in March, so 13 and a half.
That's a long time. You're not sick of me yet?
Not every day.
Good times. Anyway, so yeah, so over the past 14 years, obviously this is about weight loss rather than just generally about our relationship. So I suppose with more of a focus on that, how's it been for you?
So as someone who doesn't struggle as much as Alex with food, it's been quite challenging to know where, you're at with your kind of emotions about food and what the ideal support action would be. So some days you are happy for me to cook for one and to be left out, and some days you're less happy about that. So it's been, I mean, obviously it's been hardest on you because you're the one not eating any food. but is, you know, you want to make your husband happy, and I probably have often made you happy with food a lot in the past. So nice meals out or little treat meals. I mean, everyone does really. Almost every celebration event is based around a meal, isn't it?
Yeah.
So to change even just that, you know, like saying, oh, well done, you got, you know, this great thing happened. Not to open a bottle of something or to buy you like a big steak or something. That's a change, which is great, because I'm really happy that you're healthier and taking more pride in like your appearance. And you know, I can see how it's it doesn't feel good when you don't feel good. I know that's obviously a stupid thing to say, but
no, it's not.
You've been so much more proud of yourself, not your work. You know, that's usually what you're proud of. But like, you can see that when you wake up in the morning and you shower and you like do your hair and you, this is going to shock people, put your moisturizer on. like, there's a spring in your step. Like you prefer to, like most people, to look in the mirror and see someone looking back at you that is like is the person that you wanted to be for all of that time. And I can see how it's been a real struggle. Well, actually, do you know what, not every day has been a real struggle. I think you've like done really well most of the days, but some days have been a real struggle. But I think you've got to this great place where you're looking and feeling great, and it's really nice to be part of that. And that is the most emotionally available I might ever be. So enjoy that.
So, but like, okay. So, what's been the most irritating thing about 365 so far, because obviously there's not actually that long left. Like,
oh, I definitely know.
Oh, okay, go on.
When you fall off the wagon is the most annoying thing.
Why?
Because it's just, it's like when you were eating badly and you almost had nothing to lose because you were overweight and unhappy about it. It was, you know, it was frustrating because I knew that you weren't on a journey to health, but it just, was just like, oh yeah, whatever, he's eating badly. But you've lost all this weight. And so now when I see you ordering a, what was it? A chicken burger with, I think you had bacon and cheese on it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how you can have cheese and chicken. That seems appalling. But anyway, and then fries and a side of onion rings with a pint of orange juice and lemonade.
It does seem excessive now you say it out loud.
It's absurd. And you always do it when you order when I'm distracted. That's your cheeky modus operandi. I'll order for me and our daughter. And then I'll put the menus down and get on with whatever I'm getting on with. And you will sneak in on a bad day a naughty bonus meal. And those are really frustrating because I usually don't find out what you've ordered until it arrives on the table and there's nothing to do. Although in the past I have covered food in salt to stop you from eating it. Piles and piles of salt.
Yeah.
But we're on holiday with friends, so that might reveal the psycho a little bit too much if I did that. Anyway, yeah. It's just when you fall off the wagon when you've come so far that's frustrating.
And, like, how do you feel? Because I've talked about the podcast, about how I've been irritated, and I do always accept responsibility. I don't ever just blame things on you, because it is kind of my fault as well. I get that. But there's been times where I've said I've been frustrated because despite being on this marathon daily podcast, daily weight, you know, weight maintenance and loss and thinking about it, front of mind journey all the time, there's been times where, you know, I've said to you, please don't involve me in your food choices. Like, don't, if you want to get a takeaway, just get a takeaway. Like, don't involve me in it, because if you involve me I won't be able to say no. But then you have, and then I've got frustrated with you. How do you, what's your side of it?
It's tricky to unlearn behaviours.
Yeah.
We've been ordering food together for a really long time. And I don't know, it's a pathetic excuse when you say it out loud. Oh, I'm used to doing it with you. But I am. So it's just, it takes me time to kind of unlearn that.
I guess that makes sense, actually. And actually just thinking about it now, it's a bit sort of almost over expecting too much to sort of expect that everybody in my life is going to have the same level of commitment to this as I have, given that, like, I'm thinking about it every other hour, if not every hour of the day, and doing a podcast about it every single day. It's like always on my mind. Like, I suppose it's a bit, I suppose from my perspective, it's easy for me to think, oh, why wouldn't she? I guess that's why I've got frustrated, because I'm like, well, why wouldn't she be, like, on board? Why wouldn't she be thinking about it as much as I am? But then again, why would you? Because you're one of the, Mel, by the way, Mel's one of these really irritating people who basically eats whatever she wants and doesn't put on weight. Although, I say that, I think that's one of those things that, speaking frankly, I think it's one of those things that fat people say because they get irritated that thin people don't eat as much of them. But I always, or eat as much of them in their eyes. But actually, when you, and I was just thinking that in this same breath of saying it, when I actually think about what Mel eats, you don't actually eat anywhere near the level of food that I eat. Like, Mel wouldn't go out and get a burger with bacon and cheese and chorizo and a side of onion rings, and then order churros afterwards, and have 2 pints of orange juice and lemonade. This is yesterday's meal. 2 pints of orange juice and lemonade, and all this other stuff, and then be drinking the maple syrup from the shot glass that it gets poured in.
Not an exaggeration.
Not an exaggeration. Like you, I say, oh, Mel's one of those irritating people that eats whatever she wants. But in reality, you would never even consider eating that amount of food.
Well, no, we both ordered a burger yesterday.
Yeah.
I ordered a burger. It came with fries. I did have it with Diet Coke, which is not great for you, but...
Still zero calories, though.
I ate half of the burger, and I kind of got to the point where I thought, oh, I don't really like this. Like, it's not the best burger I've ever eaten. And I thought, well, I'm not gonna eat the rest of it then. It's not brilliant. But you were kind of... Well, we talked about it earlier, didn't we? You had got cheese on it and bacon and chorizo. You couldn't taste the burnt burger beneath. And was I in the loo with when you ordered? I wasn't there when you ordered the churros.
No, you weren't. You were in the toilet with our daughter.
So that was a surprise.
It's good though, isn't it?
They were delightful, yeah. But yeah, I think it's annoying for you because I eat quite frequently, but I eat quite a small amount sometimes of things. But the things that I really go to town on are often vegetarian or vegan, so often not hugely calorific. But also, I think that if I feel like my clothes are getting a bit tight, I'll just pull it back a bit.
You hit the nail on the head there. That's kind of what I was getting at, I suppose. And I've talked about this before in the podcast, about this idea of calorie creep, where it's so easy to forget that bad food is packed full of calories, and you can eat a very small amount of bad food. And when you compare that to someone who's stacking down loads of food that's actually not bad because it's vegetable-based or whatever, then even though it can seem that they're eating as much as you, they're not. And a real easy, obvious kind of example of that for us is we have this takeaway, this kind of like Turkish kebab takeaway that we love. It's such good food. I've talked about it loads in the podcast. Such good food. And when I get a meal from there, I tend to get like a kofte and sheesh kebab, or sometimes a doner and sheesh.
It's always lamb.
Always lamb, never chicken.
Which is high in
calories anyway, and high in fat, very high in fat. And then sometimes I'll get some chips, which I'll douse in mayonnaise. And I always have the salad, and I have extra salt. And I always have the salad, which I cover in like a garlic sauce. So in my brain, I'm like, oh, it's not that bad. But Mel, conversely, she'll have the halloumi one, which is essentially three or four cubes of halloumi, three cubes of halloumi with some grilled, tandoor kind of vegetables. Well, it's not tandoor, is it? It's like cooked over coals, isn't it? Yeah. She'll have that with some rice. So your meal, probably all told, with all dips and sauces, probably comes in at about... Halloumi's quite calorific, let's not lie. So it probably comes in at about 1,400 calories, 1,200 maybe, max. Whilst mine, conversely, will probably come in at about 2,500. And it's exactly the same thing. Although, blow for blow, it looks like we're eating a similar meal. In reality... We're super not.
And also, I'm a bit of a tortoise when I eat, aren't I? I eat pretty slowly. So I think you can look over and kind of think, oh, well, you know, we're halfway through. There must have been similar sized meals, but it's not. And I often actually finish after you, don't I?
Yeah. Anyway, look, we could witter on all day. That's what we do, in it, babe. But better crack on, because we've got to get our tortoise. But have you got any final thoughts, anything you want to say to me, you know, bearing in mind that caveat earlier that I gave?
It was requested that I was upbeat, so with that in mind, actually no, really, you've done so well this year. I've never seen you this thin.
No.
And
I wouldn't say I'm thin.
You are.
No.
You are. You've done really, really well. And I know it's this is just for a year, this podcast, but I think you're investing all this effort in yourself and our family, and I'm really thankful that you're doing it.
You bloody sweetie. Eh? Also, are you tearing up a little bit? She's not. Don't push that. She's not tearing up. Hard as nails is Mel. Anyway, that's it. more tomorrow. In fact, tomorrow I'm thinking about getting my mate Paul on. Paul's a chap that, you know, I've talked about go running and, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Drinking.
We do a lot of eating together as well, Paul and I. He's both a really good and really bad influence all at once. A bit like you, actually. Sweetness and light. Babylicious. Bootylicious, more like. Wow, I don't think you're... Anyway, see you later.